episode 435, You Are Called to Move.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? I pray that you are having a magnificent day. And today, you are called to move. This is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I just wanted to give you something really to chew on, to relish, to carry you on through your week or wherever you are in your week. Maybe you're not even just started, you know, your week. Maybe you're in the middle of it. Regardless of your journey that you're on right now, I want you to take this bit of information. And I've got to tell you this much, okay? Fair warning. You all know I'm a Christian. So we're going to talk a little bit here about Jesus. It's Palm Sunday. And it's really important. So if you're one that says, oh, Christiane, don't push this on me. I'm not pushing it. I'm just asking for you to listen. Listen, because maybe this is an opportunity for you to understand how much God loves you. So I ask you today, where are you going today? What direction are you turning? And whom do you turn to? You are called to move. Your attention is needed, and it's needed now. Revelation 5:5, stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome. You're an overcomer. Maybe you've been going through trials and tribulations within your journey. You have overcome them. The awesome thing is, God is an overcomer too. Jesus Christ is an overcomer. And he is here for you. When you don't have the answers, he will carry you. However, sometimes when he carries you, he asks you to move. He doesn't want you sitting on the sidelines. Why? Because when you're sitting on the sidelines, you're not doing anything. You're not moving forward. You're not moving backwards. It's not time for you to be still. You'll have time for that later. Right now, it's time for you to move. As a Christian, God calls you to move. Most of the time, he gives you strength to move in the direction he calls you, so long as you aren't fighting him. But sometimes we tend to fight with him, don't we? We fight ourselves. We fight that gut feeling. Some of you may be saying, okay, Christiane, I'm not a Christian here, but I get this weird feeling in me. Well, maybe you've heard people talk about Jesus. Maybe you've heard about, oh man, I don't know. There's just this feeling I get and I can't describe it. Some people say, I don't know, they're butterflies, or I get a weird tingling sensation, or I wake up in the middle of the night from a dream. Maybe God's asking you, are you ready to move? Or are you just waiting for that perfect time? Maybe you're waiting to bring in earthly logic. You know, you want to reason everything out, how you see it as it fitting into your schedule, your busy schedule on top of that, right? Because remember, when somebody says, hey, how are you? You say, I'm busy. Or maybe when it's convenient for you. Do you do things because it's convenient? Oh, it fits in the schedule. Oh, you think you can squeeze it in? Or it's a matter of, wait, maybe I really don't have time for this, but if I look like I'm making time, they're going to appreciate me more. Where do you stand? Jesus didn't live for convenience. He lives for you now. You are called to move. So why are you delaying? What excuses are you putting in the way of Jesus's GPS? Yeah, you know what? He's got a GPS system. It's his plan for you. Remember, I've told you over and over again that you are created for a purpose, on purpose. And I truly believe from the bottom of my heart that it's what Jesus wants, what God wants for you, his plan for you, what he has in the GPS system for you, what's written down. But a lot of times we just like, nope, nope, nope. I want to control my life. Are you trying to control your life? Are you wanting only to do what's comfortable? Keeping to your traditions? Doing what you know is best? As you know, today is Palm Sunday. My cry for you is to accept the move you are called to do. Be bold as Jesus was prior to his death. Your life is on the move. Life is a movement. Living Christ-like is a movement. Being a Christian is a movement. What is it that holds you back from who you really are? What scares you out of your mind? Maybe that's what you are being called to do. Now, I don't know your individual situation, but I want to tell you right now that if you are struggling with something, you're going back and forth going, gosh, I don't know. I can't rationalize this. If I think about it in these terms and I try to put my own logic to it, my own reasoning, I just get more and more confused. If you need a fresh look from another pair of eyes, write to me. I want to hear from you. I want to pray with you and pray for you. I pray for you all the time, but it's different when I can be specific. Even though we know God already hears our prayer. With this being Palm Sunday, I can remember reading and listening to the stories and growing older, you know, from being a little child and now growing into adulthood. Well, I am an adult, but, you know, I still think of as my life as a child because children are just like, oh, my gosh, can you believe it? Have you ever gone to like a Palm Sunday where they've had the reenactment of Jesus on the donkey coming in and them crying, Hosanna? Hosanna is a cry for help, a yelling. My cry for you today is to accept the move you are called to do. Be bold as Jesus was prior to his death. Be bold. Be open to what is happening in your life. And if you're saying, oh my gosh, I have no idea, Christiane, what I'm doing, then I tell you to pause and stop and get on your knees and pray. Ask where God wants you to move. You might be surprised as the direction he will lead. I mean, seriously, do you really want to set boundaries between you and what God's plan is for your life? Control. How important is that to you? Convenience. Fitting it into your schedule. Making it all about you, but maybe it's not that. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What do you celebrate today? What are your blessings maybe you've even forgotten about to say thank you for? You are called to move. What's holding you back? What, you know, I've asked this question a couple times. What scares you? What frightens you the most? But there's something that's been eating at you lately. Maybe it's a dream. Maybe it's you're looking at new job opportunities. Maybe a new career. Maybe you're beginning to branch off into an area that you had no idea you were even interested in. And maybe something's fallen into your lap that you're like, I don't know what to do. Maybe you're struggling with relationships, either with your children, maybe it's with your own spouse. You don't even know the man who's lying next to you. You say you love him, but you don't spend any time with him. The focus is no longer there. It's not convenient. It doesn't fit into your schedule, and you've slowly grown apart. Where are you struggling today? God wants to be there for you. So what's your first move today? Maybe it's to pray. Spend time in silence and quiet and meditate. Or maybe it's actually taking the first step toward a dream that you've been thinking of for months, maybe now years. Or maybe it's to rejuvenate and renew your love for that man that you really don't know who he is. But you say you love him every morning. You forget to say it at night. What's your next move? What's your first move? You are called to move. God wants to see you smile. He is here for you. Let him carry you, direct you, hold you, love you. Stop weeping. Behold the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David. He has overcome. Don't run because you will grow tired and weary. Your energy will fail. You are called to move, and God will carry you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.